From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. After the Target hack, we got chip and PIN cards. So what comes after chip and PIN cards? Credit card fraud is growing in the U.S. One estimate says 47% of the world's card fraud takes place right here in the good old U.S. of A. A lot of businesses are trying to lower that number. One company is offering a new biometric fingerprint-activated credit card. Will banks and credit card companies sign up? Ashley Milne-Tight reports.
You don't activate this card by calling a 1-800 number. Instead, you swipe your chosen finger across the card three times. Afterwards, every time you use it, you use that same finger to identify yourself. A thief would be stuck with a useless piece of plastic. Haya Hendrick is CEO of Smart Metric, the company behind the card.
We have talks and very high level of interest underway at the moment with some of the biggest credit card issuers in the United States and in Europe and parts of Asia.
Ben Woolsey is president of Credit Card Forum. He says fingerprint technology would add security in the event of a stolen card. Still, he says most card fraud
is when millions of card numbers and the information associated with those people are stolen off of merchant databases, card processor databases.
And fraudsters then use that to embark on an online spending spree. He says the tighter security gets around the actual card, the more it'll drive criminals to go after the data. I'm Ashley Milne-Tight for Marketplace.